He was travelling in a cloud of choking dust. Rocks and pebbles were bouncing off him like he was being pelted by an angry crowd. He was falling up the mountain. Panic yabbering at his brain, he clawed desperately at the rock face, instinctively grabbing for some kind of handhold. His fingernails scraped at dust and dirt. His legs kicked wildly at the unyielding rock like a child in the throes of a tantrum. The choking dirt cloud whirled around him, and he was nothing more than the blind eye of a dust devil spinning up the mountain. And time was certainly passing. It just didn't feel like it to Lister. And then miraculously, a medium-sized rock tumbled into his hand and he managed somehow to jam it into the mountainside, arresting his sudden ascent. He jabbed his foot into a cleft in the rock and suddenly, it was all over. His heart was thumping normally. His breathing was close to normal and the thudding pulse had gone from his ears. He looked down. The cop was much further away now. Without feeling the need to catch his breath, Lister set off again down the mountain. The cat was leaning over the side, peering down at the bizarre spectacle. He was having second thoughts about following Lister down the mountain, that was for sure. He glanced off up the mountain track, but Crichton was almost out of sight now, jogging backwards at what looked like an impossible pace. The cat prided himself on being fairly fleet-footed, but he couldn't have caught up with the yellow-cagouled robot even at maximum pace. He stood up and stretched, and stiffened. He had a strange feeling in his stomach. It wasn't a pain, exactly, more like a queasy sort of void. He looked over the track and decided he'd better head behind the bushes. Maybe a quick toilet stop would help him feel more like mountaineering.